Governor Edwin Edwards and his biographer Leo Honeycutt will be on stage at LSU's Union Theater Sunday with renowned talk show host Larry King. Edwards's wit will surely be on display, the kind of soundbite gold Honeycutt can recite from memory, like this line from Edwards's run for governor against David Treen.
The only way I could not be elected now is to be caught in bed with a live boy or a dead girl.
And this infamous answer when a reporter asked if he had anything in common with KKK Grand Wizard David Duke, Edwards's opponent during the 1991 gubernatorial race.
And Edwards said, "Yes, as a matter of fact, there is. We're both wizards under the sheets."
It was with that Cajun charm and his populist politics that Edwards won Louisiana over, despite his often questionable means of getting things done.
All right. Joyce Haynes. You want me to spell Joyce and Haynes?
Edwin Joyce Edwards G-Y-C-E. Left an impression on former teachers' union leader Joyce Haynes, literally.
I mean, I can see him plain as day. Standing there shaking his hand. He had the cleanest face and the cleanest hair. And, you know, you observe the grip. When they grip your hand, they mash your rings into your skin.
At the Louisiana Association of Teachers office, Haynes lays out a scrapbook for me to see. She flips to a page of newspaper clippings with headlines like "Educators with Edwards" and "Governor Edwards is a proven friend." During his time in office, Edwards expanded funding for state trade and vocational schools, worked to shore up the gap between the supply of teachers and student demand, and even helped teachers get paid for working extra hours. Edwards also cut funding for public education from the Minimum Foundation program while he was governor. But Haynes says he also suggested there was a way they could protect money for schools.
He said to us, you know, if this was protected by the Constitution, then I couldn't do this. And we did that. We passed a constitutional amendment that MFP would only be used for public education. And he didn't fight us on it.
Bubba Henry was Speaker of the House during Edwards' first two terms as governor. He says Edwards' straight talk and open-door policy also made him popular among the legislators in Baton Rouge.
If you call him on the telephone, he'll return your call just as soon as he can. And I'm talking about within in a matter of minutes or certainly hours.
Like Joyce Haynes, Henry believes that Edwards' accomplishments as governor, like rewriting the state constitution and balancing the state budget by capitalizing on the booming oil and gas industry, have allowed citizens and lawmakers alike to overlook his transgressions.
Whatever happened, happened. I don't think that they tarnish what he did. I think we could all do a better job of some things that we do, but I think he was a good public servant.
But the numerous corruption investigations while he was governor and an eventual post office conviction for nefarious activity involving the selling of riverboat gambling licenses are hard for some to ignore. LSU professor and pundit Robert Mann thinks most people tend to look the other way because Louisiana, not to its credit, has a higher tolerance for corruption than other states.
That's not a good thing, but there are a lot of people in the state who have a tolerance for it. And a lot of those people who have a tolerance for it are people who are getting benefits from that corruption, for one thing, one way or the other.
Edwards' biographer Leo Honeycutt says even though he was the best delegator and most business-savvy governor Louisiana has ever had, people will also remember Edwards as corrupt and for serving the longest prison term of any governor. But Honeycutt says Edwards never complained about that, not once.
But he served every single day of it, and he came out, and he said, "They put me in for life, and I came out with a wife." So, you know, he's just unsinkable. You can't help but like somebody like that who is just unsinkable. He won't accept the slap in the face and just walk away. He just keeps going.
If Edwin Edwards could run for governor again, he'd be a strong candidate. The man still gets standing ovations whenever he steps up to a podium or walks into the state house. But because of his conviction, the Silver Fox will be 100 before he's eligible to run again. Ashley Westerman, WRKF News.